Hello, hello. This is Wedge from firstsigns.org.uk, and got a couple of thoughts. We're thinking about Self-Injury Awareness Day, which was on the 1st of March, and there's a TV programme being made about emotional wellbeing, counselling and self-injury. So got a couple of thoughts there. So how was SIAD for you? Self-Injury Awareness Day was on the 1st of March, as it is every year, and at First Signs, we're very proud to be somewhere near the centre of awareness raising throughout February in the run-up to SIAD, but you may well have local support networks that you got involved with for the day, and we're just wondering, what did you do for SIAD? Maybe you downloaded a poster from our website and printed it off for your university or for your health centre. Maybe you bought a wristband or keyring from us, and they're very fetching this year in orange and purple. Maybe you created your own t-shirt, maybe you designed your own poster, maybe you did a talk in your school or your workplace about SI. We'd love to hear your stories about SIAD, so do email me at wedge@firstsigns.org.uk or tweet us or blog us, however you like to get in contact with us, excuse me. Self-injury awareness. I mean, at First Signs, we're just very proud to have a website and a message board and a blog and all of those things that just confronts the issues behind self-injury. You know, there are underlying issues of emotional well-being, stress, distress, depression. You know, I'm not listing them here because everything is individual and unique, but there are some running themes about difficulties and esteem, self-esteem, and those sort of emotional difficulties that many of us come across on a day-to-day basis. And we talk about self-injury being a coping mechanism, not a positive coping mechanism, a maladaptive coping mechanism, but something that we're using just to get through the day, just to get through the week. And, you know, I'm very proud that firstsigns.org.uk can address self-injury in a mature and adult sense. We know it's a serious issue and it's something that needs to be talked about because the stigma around self-injury and mental ill health is just, well, it just has to be broken. We have to break the silence on self-injury. And if SIAD helps people talk about self-injury in perhaps a less personal manner, you know, not my self-injury, but the self-injury that we have in this world, then I think that's an incredibly positive step. And if you have stories about SIAD or your own efforts to raise awareness and talk about self-injury, well, we want to hear about them. It's a very brave thing to do. And it really helps other people think about their own self-injury and maybe take steps to reduce their reliance on self-injury and maybe seek help. And that's what we're all about, the idea of taking positive steps away from self-injury and into new ways of coping. So, we like to talk about the steps we take. It's not that we like to talk about self-injury, but we like to address self-injury so we can reduce the stigma and, you know, help people move onwards. It's a courageous step. It's a brave step, and we hear a great deal from you guys, and it keeps us positive. So thanks for that. So let us know what you did with SIAD, and then thinking about taking some steps forward. Maverick Television, a production company, they're creating a series for ITV that's going to deal with OCD, depression, body dysmorphia, and self-injury, etc., other issues as well, and they're going to take the person and persons through counselling, so through some great counselling people, the Anna Freud Centre, on television. Now, being on television is a big step, so do think about what it means to be on television, talk to your family and friends, and check out our blog for the details. Maverick Television are looking for young people. That often means under 25 years old, which excludes a lot of us. This is for around the age of 18. So this is young people who want to look at their emotional well-being and take some steps forward on television. So please do check out http://blog.firstsigns.org.uk. Just go to blog.firstsigns.org.uk or hit our website at firstsigns.org.uk and then click on blog for the details. Have a think about that. It's the 8th of March now. Check out our blog today and see what you think. So all the best for today. Bye for now.